Folks, it's the 24th of September 2014, and I was just finishing uploading the rest of the roadcast that Barry and I were kind of recorded on the way home, only to discover and or realize that we hadn't recorded a final "Hey, we finally made it home" cast. Well, we did. It was a long, arduous ride. Visibility once we got into the most eastern part of New York and into Vermont was really tough trying to see, but we made it. It took a little bit longer, and I think we got to Barry's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10:30. I got home at about 11:30, and yeah, I was beat, and man, was I glad I took today off just as a recoup day before jumping back into the swing of things at work. But just wanted to kind of surmise and wrap it up that, yeah, we made it. It was a great trip. Wanted to say thanks to Michael and his wife, Chris, most definitely, and all the folks up at the up in the UP in Copper Harbor. I mean, they were super, just so nice. You know, you couldn't have asked for a nicer group of people to be around, and were made to feel like family, not like tourists. Also wanted to say thanks very much so to a lot of our podcasting brethren out there. It was, you guys made the trip a lot easier and more tolerable mile after mile after mile. Barry and I were just sitting here listening away. Anthony and Dave, Shane, Bob, and the folks over at New Hampshire After Hours podcast, and same with Jason, and also didn't want to Mark, and you know, it made that trip a lot easier, but a lot of laughs along the way, having you folks with us. So even though you weren't there with us, trust me, you were there with us. And as irony would have it, my beautiful bride answered the door this morning, only to have the UPS guy standing there with, that's right, you guessed it, the paperwork I needed for my damn passport so we could have gone up through Canada. Of course it shows up on the day I get back. So now that that paperwork's here, honestly, then I see another trip at least up to Hamilton, maybe Sault Ste. Marie. Going to try and make sure I can time it right so there isn't a major snowstorm to have to contend with. But now that I got my paperwork, I'm free to go north, which is something I'm really looking forward to. And anything to keep me away from Toledo. I wanted to tie in. I'm going to send this over to Barry, have him put his notes on the back half of it, but I just want to say thanks, everybody. It was a great trip. Hopefully didn't bore you too much with all the Ingress talk and the roadcast, because at some points, as you can probably tell, we got pretty darn road weary and a little punchy. Thanks again. We'll be listening. Bye.
Well, I guess it's my turn for the final wrap-up of the trip home from Copper Harbor and the late-night QRM roundtable. As Joel said, we got home probably, well, I got home probably around 10:30, tired, glad to be home. Fortunately, Joel had another hour to go, and Joel did most of the driving on the last leg. Yeah. He drove for a while. I unfortunately told work that I would be in the next day. That was a bad move. I actually woke up in the morning and said, yeah, I'm coming in late. I was still beat from the trip home. So, but I did make it in there, caught up on all my email and things that I missed during the week. Cut out at normal time and came home and basically collapsed. It was a great trip, as Joel said. Treated very nicely up in Copper Harbor. Beautiful place. All the people very friendly. Michael knows everybody there. I guess that's what happens if you live in a town with 90 permanent residents, year-round permanent residents. And of course, Michael's so active in activities that he pretty much meets everybody. He probably knows everybody on the peninsula, let's put it that way. It was a great trip, beautiful place. I still find the Great Lakes an awesome body of water. It's just amazing to look out and know that that's fresh water. Being a East Coast person, I'm used to looking at ocean, and that large body of fresh water was just simply amazing. Beautiful, beautiful hiking trails. Didn't get to see too many. We saw one mountain bike trail at the top of Brockway. Didn't get a chance to see some of the interesting things they have on the mountain bike trails, but you probably can't hike to them. You probably have to take a bike to it, so I don't know. Yeah, wonderful time. We'll keep this short. Hoping and looking forward to getting up there again sometime soon. All right, that's it.